My name is Mohamed Bushkal, known as Momo around Edinburgh. So if you hear Momo somewhere, you know it's me. And I'm the station manager for Leet FM.
Hi, I'm Finn Witcherly. I organise the Arts and Culture show as well as the Business Bites Business and Enterprise show.
First of all, Mohamed, tell me a little bit about station. For people who aren't living in Leith and don't listen in regularly, what is Leith FM?
Well, basically, Leith FM is a local community radio station which has been created between members of the community around Leith a few years ago and is growing bigger and bigger.
And what kind of things do you have on the station?
We have so many different programs to serve all different people from the different communities. You might know that the Scottish programs, local programs like Leith Talk, Polish people, Polish community, Polish shows, Spanish shows, North African, African shows, French.
I think I heard one of your North African music shows the other day. It was very good. Were you on that or was that just
I was the one who produced it and, you know, presented it.
Very good.
I'm the producer and the presenter of the North African program.
You've got an open day, haven't you?
Yes, we do have an open day on the 25th of March, which I would like everybody to come in and see what all Leith FM is about.
Then tell me about this open day. What can people expect if they come down here?
Basically, you can come down and see a whole bunch of stalls at the Dockers Social Club. So if you're interested in finding out about volunteering for the station, there'll be a couple of people that you can talk to about that. You can find out about advertising, sponsorship, or if you're an organization who wants to think about how to make sure that their aims and objectives are being satisfied through various community media, then we can have a conversation about that type of thing. So basically, there's a whole bunch of experts from the station available to answer any questions you might have.
And we were in contact. We met on, I think it was on Twitter, didn't we? And I think I introduced you to Zareen from Radio Ramadan. Tell me a little bit about that show.
No, that was during the Arts and Culture show, which goes on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock and Monday nights at 9 o'clock. And normally the format is we have about three or four guests from the arts and culture world. But for that particular night, we celebrated International Women's Day. So it was an all-women's show with I was presenting and producing. And we had a live band in the studio playing the link between every feature. And we had Zareen coming in talking about the hijab and the niqab, the issues of the day. We had someone talking about traditional music and the role of women, you know. So it was good to actually kind of take a big international event like that and try and bring it down to Leith.
So it's arts and culture, but sometimes you'll take a kind of political slant or a news slant, depending on what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, we have a set format, which means that we're going to have, like, maybe a poet, a musician, someone's got an art exhibition, and, you know, a big event as well that we'll cover. And we'll have the guest either in the studio talking about it, or they'll do a phone-in from Holland. Like, last week I was interviewing Ranking Roger from The Beat. But we do special features as well. On the 4th of April, we're going to do the Fête de l'Indépendance de Senegal, Senegal's Independence Day. So we're going to have a bit of music. All the local musicians who are based who are originally from Senegal, who are now based in Edinburgh.
Are there many?
There are a few. You'd be surprised how many there are. And so they'll all be in the studio. We'll be giving it a bit of jamming. And talking about geography, obviously, where is Senegal, history, politics, what's happening in the future, you know what I mean?
Sounds great. Mohamed, my understanding is that you're trying to get a new news team off the ground. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, we have a news team for the moment, but as a voluntary organization, and everybody, as you might know, they have their own daily life. So it's very hard to get people to come in every day to do the news, but we're working on it. We're building a team to have the news every day, like local news from our own local news team. Well, the thing is, as you might know, that to produce a 3-minute news, it's easier to do a 3-hour music program than producing 3 minutes news, because you need a lot of actual facts. You need to be in the place to record the exactly what's happening if you're going to talk about the story, which is sometimes difficult for some people to run up and down the city to get the right stories.
And is that something, if people are interested in doing that, either maybe student journalists or interested citizens in other parts of the city, Are you interested in getting in touch with the station?
Well, I would like other people, local people around Edinburgh who are interested in local news stories to connect with us and work with us. So we'll get all the news they want live here on from Leith FM.
Why do you think, maybe both of you, why do you think it's important to have stuff produced at the community level?
When the community radio station does the news, they get to choose for themselves what the priorities are. So obviously, you know, a national newspaper is going to decide that, you know, the latest pronouncement of Tony Blair or Gordon Brown might be the number one feature. But we might say, you know, a big car crash at the bottom of Great Junction Street that affected some local people would be the number one item on the news.
Yeah, that's right, because all news in any radio station or any TV, there is always a national, international, local, entertainment, sports. You have to cover all of these four or five stories in 3 minutes, which is difficult. And we're, as a community radio, I would like to see, like, instead of more national stories, more local stories, and then a little bit about the national as well, because, as I said, national stories, you can hear it in any other radio stations or newspapers or everywhere, but local stories, it would be a lot more, a lot better if you have more local stories, because local people would hear it faster if they live around here than waiting for it to be appeared on TV later on in the daytime or something.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about how you became involved in radio and in community radio yourself, your personal story.
I was doing a master's in journalism at Napier University, and I needed to do some work experience, and I wanted to specialise in radio and online. So I figured that if I came to the local community radio station, I would get more hands-on experience. And in actual fact, I was thrown in to do my first show within a very short couple of weeks. So
you loved it so much, you've stayed.
And I've stayed, yeah. It's fun. I like how raw it is. Yeah.